Friday, Mr. David Vandy. I want to use this time.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Voice of America special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Africa's premier men's basketball league is winding down its Nile Conference games. There are three games left in the Nile Conference. Coming up at 2100 GMT on Monday evening, FAP of Cameroon will go up against Cobra Sport of South Sudan. And then on Tuesday, the Nile Conference will wrap up with two more games. Espoir Fukash will play the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. And the hometown team, the defending Basketball Africa League champion Zamalek, will host FAP in the final Nile Conference game. I'm joined once again by my hoops-loving friend, Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Feels good to be back again. And how was your weekend?
I had a good weekend, Prince. I didn't get too many shots up, but I did watch some basketball. How about you?
Yeah, same scenario, actually. I managed to watch the NBA playoff courtesy of, I think, to Chicago taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Such a fantastic game. But yeah, feels good to be back for sure.
And of course, we watched some Basketball Africa League games over the weekend in Cairo. Well, Prince, in Monday's opening contest in Cairo, Petro de Luanda wrapped up its Nile Conference fixtures by dominating Espoir Fukash 94-64. So Petro finishes with a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. Fukash now winless after 4 games. No wins and 4 losses. Your thoughts on Monday's opening game, Prince?
It was a smooth cruise for, you know, the well-oiled machine. Absolutely. Petro de Luanda, what a terrific team. As you've mentioned so far, you know, they've won 4 of their last 5 games. And they have actually secured their spot, you know, to the playoffs. But they faced a kind of desperate side in the name of Espoir Fukash, who basically, it was a do-or-die situation for them. They needed to win that game. And, you know, they are up against a monumental task, actually, in the sense of, they were going up against Dunda, or the likes of Morais, the likes of Gaku, who are very vital, you know, and pivotal as far as the Petro side is concerned. They are also up against, you know, the strongest asset that perhaps the Petro team has, which is basically the depth when it comes to, you know, the bench. And so, you know, their reserve players can basically step up at any given time and contribute points. And that's what we saw, actually, in today's game. So we are talking about, you know, the likes of Moreira, for instance, who actually led with 17 points. You know, Goncalves also had 14 points. Morais had 11 points. Domingos, who, you know, is a player who hasn't featured a lot, came up big time with 10 points. And Dallin, another recent player who hasn't really featured a lot in some of these matches, came up with 9 points. And so it was really great to see them giving experiences to a couple of players who might have missed. In one way or another, you know, the first basically 4 clashes that they had, you know, competed in. At the same time, good job. Kudos to, you know, our Espoir Fukash team. It's got a young side, you know. It's a young team founded in 2019. And, of course, you know, they played really well in the sense of, you know, Mbanza had 12 points. Okorafor had 11 points. Isungu, you know, had 10. Ganga had 9 points. And so, you know, one thing that really wasted them, Sonny, I think we'll have to go back to the turnovers, you know, which really messed them up because they were punished on the quick transitions as far as, you know, the Petro side is concerned, who were really fast and they move really smoothly. And, you know, as far as field goals is also concerned, you know, Petro had 50 at the same time. Fukash had 35 percentage points. Assists, you know, we see there was like Petro also dominated as far as assists is concerned with 31 assists, you know, 16 assists on the side of Fukash. But also at the same time, we look at steals. Steals really messed Fukash up. Petro had 17 steals compared to Paltry, you know, 7 steals for Fukash side. And, you know, three-point shooting also came up big time in the sense of, you know, Petro is one of the best teams, actually, when it comes to, you know, the three-point play really helped them so much. Pivotal part of their game. And they had 11 out of 33 shots, possibly they, you know, shot 11. And then on the other side, Fukash attempted 27 three-pointers, but only were successful with around 7. And so that was one thing that really messed them up. But, yeah, kudos to, you know, Fukash team. I'm pretty sure they still have a game that they're going to feature in. But, yes, they have already booked their ticket back to Congo. But we should see them back at some point as far as the BL is concerned, maybe next year. Who knows, Sonny?
Yes, you're right, Prince. Fukash does have one game left on Tuesday. They'll be playing basically for pride when they go up against the Cape Town Tigers in Cairo. The Tigers, on the other hand, have a lot to play for as they try to book their ticket to Kigali. This will be the last game for the Tigers. And I think the Tigers are in good position, Prince, to advance to Kigali at this point. They seem to be playing some really good basketball. In fact, I think they've gotten better as this tournament has progressed.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. They managed to find a couple of things, you know, put them together, especially after losing that first game, and against Petro. And so when they came back with the likes of Jamal Artis, you know, Peter Prince-Lee, they came back basically with the likes of even Genepamo, who has really been great for them, and Kosinathi Sibanyoni, and, you know, Abil Preston, who has really been a fantastic player addition to that squad. You know, they came up big time. They meant business, you know. I'm talking about players who can combine 37 points a night, and, you know, some of the experiences that they've also gotten from the United States, in the sense of, you know, the likes of Bill Preston, who have featured in huge games as far as American basketball is concerned. Cold-blooded, even Genepamo, who hit a three-pointer in what seemed like an unlikely comeback, you know, which later turned on into a first historic win for Cape Town Tigers in that particular game that they faced. I think it was FAP. And so we are seeing a resurgent South African team with plenty of experiences. And yes, it's a team to watch out for, especially if they manage to basically find their way or book their ticket into the next competition.
Prince, I've had a chance to chat a couple of times with the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers, Relton Boysen. And one of the things he told me in our inaugural chat, so to speak, was how the team really doesn't get a lot of publicity there in Cape Town. And so he does embrace the international media when it comes calling. He wants the Tigers to, you know, definitely be on the prowl in terms of people's awareness of the team and how it's a new team and it's getting better and it's building. And I contrast Cape Town, Prince, with another team in Southern Africa, Petro de Luanda, which has such a proud legacy on the continent with so many continental titles to its credit. And now we have kind of a young upstart team in the Tigers. But I think they've acquitted themselves quite well in Cairo, Prince.
I totally agree with you. And that's really interesting because, you know, the South Africans, you know, men's national basketball team is one of the giants of African basketball. And, they have basically qualified for every FIBA Africa Championship between 1997, in 2011. And so they're one of those continental giants that, you know, a lot of countries look up to, the likes of Nigeria, South Africa, Angola, and, you know, to a certain extent, Egypt for sure, Tunisia, and, you know, Morocco are some of the continental giants. And so it just goes on to show how this game is growing. I mean, look at the Cape Town Tigers team. It's a brand new team. They actually remind me of the Rwanda Energy Group. You know, a few of the teams who've made a debut in this tournament and basically pulled surprises. You'll recall Cape Town Tigers actually managed to beat FAP, a team that was here last year during the BAL tournament. Energy Group also did the same thing, achieved the same fate, you know, and beat a good AS Sally team. And so it just shows you, like, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Rwanda or any other African nation, the sport keeps on growing every time, which is really beautiful, especially for South Africa, which, even just looking at politically, they have really gone through a lot. And, you know, with apartheid and all the, you know, stuff that they've gone through, you know, losing their icon in the name of Nelson Mandela. And it will really great for them to also, you know, prove their dominance and maybe restore the hope of a nation, and so that, you know, basketball can grow in that nation. They are really respected as far as rugby is concerned, soccer is concerned. They hosted the World Cup. And yes, what a good way to introduce basketball and even make it bigger as far as the South African team, Cape Town Tigers, is concerned, Sonny.
Prince, based on the result of Monday's first game in Cairo, and once again, if you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, Petro de Luanda trounced Espoir Fouakash from the Democratic Republic of Congo 94-64. As a result of that victory, Petro de Luanda has locked in the number two seed in the Nile Conference, and they will now play AS Saleh in the quarterfinals of the Basketball Africa League playoffs next month in Kigali, Rwanda. Zamalek has already assured itself of the number one seed in the Nile Conference after beating Petro de Luanda earlier in the competition. Even if they lose to FAP on Tuesday, Zamalek still gets the number one seed in Kigali from the Nile Conference. Now, in this upcoming FAP versus Cobra Sport game, Prince, and again, that game tips off at 2100 GMT UTC. It's really must win for Cobra Sport. If they lose, they fall to 1-4, and they will officially be eliminated from the Basketball Africa League playoffs. If they win, there's still some scenarios where they could possibly advance. So a lot at stake for Cobra Sport, Prince.
I totally agree with you. It's a do or die, honestly, for both teams, even Cobra Sport included. And so I'm looking at the statistics, and, you know, if FAP, for instance, wins, Sonny, that will mean that it will be a 2-2 tie with the Cape Town Tigers team. And so, which means Cape Town will own a tiebreaker because of their head-to-head win. And so, you're seeing Cape Town Tigers, as you had mentioned, that they're kind of, in a way, you know, to the next level, to the next stage for sure, because statistics are really in their favor. If FAP lose this match, they're going to fall down to one win and three losses, and they're going to go to fifth place with one game to go. So it's also a must-win match for them. So if Cobra Sport wins, you know, they're going to be in a scenario where they have two wins and three losses. And, you know, they're going to tie with Cape Town Tigers, actually. And still, Cape Town Tigers owns the tiebreaker, you know, having beat Cobra Sport in the earlier match. And so that head-to-head win is really going to work to Cape Town's advantage. And, you know, if Cobra Sport lose, case scenario, they're going to fall to, you know, one win and four losses, and basically they're going to be eliminated from the Basketball African League playoffs, which is really going to be sad, considering the fact that it's such a young team. They're just trying to bond, and, you know, the team chemistry has been improving, as you've seen, and so we'd really love to see them grow and possibly, you know, feature are in the next stage of the competition. But wow, this is really going to be a must-win clash for them if they are to advance.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to our special Voice of America coverage of the second season of the Basketball Africa League. Prince Nesta and I will be back shortly after this short break.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
Basketball Africa League 2022 is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA playoff action Sunday, the Phoenix Suns, the Miami Heat, the Boston Celtics, and the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks all scored victories to take one-game-to-none leads in their first-round playoff series. In Boston, Massachusetts, the Celtics beat the Brooklyn Nets in thrilling fashion, as we hear now from the AP's Gethin Coolbaugh.
Jason Tatum made a spinning layup at the buzzer to give the Celtics a dramatic 115-114 victory over the Nets after former Celtic Kyrie Irving's three to put Brooklyn up 114-111 with 46 seconds remaining. Tatum later took a pass from Marcus Smart on a backdoor cut and spun around Irving for the winning basket.
Everybody was on their feet. We just got a big stop. And, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. A buzzer beater, you know, in a playoff game at home. In front of our fans.
Tatum finished with a team-high 31 points, and Al Horford added 20 points and 15 rebounds for Boston. Irving led all scores with 39 points, and Kevin Durant added 23 to pace the Nets. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. With more on the playoff victories by the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks, here is the AP's Dave Ferry.
The Bucks coughed up a 16-point lead before going on an 8-0 run in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, 93-86 over the Bulls. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points and 16 rebounds.
So many reasons why the game was ugly. You know, wasn't able to make open shots, wasn't able to get to our spots as a... not just for us, for both teams, I think. You know, just not playing the game for a couple of days, you know, it's gets you out of rhythm.
Drew Holiday sank a go-ahead three-pointer with 5:03 remaining. Holiday finished with 15 points and Brooke Lopez had 18. Nikola Vucevic had 24 points and 17 rebounds for the Bulls.
We have to start games better, but I think we saw what we need to do to play with them and have a chance to win, so... It's just on us to make sure we start off games well. We focus on all the things we go over. You know, we come out aggressive.
Game two is Wednesday in Milwaukee. Chris Paul pumped in 19 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter to secure the Suns' win over the Pelicans, 110-99 in game one of the first-round series. Paul got hot after New Orleans cut a 23-point deficit to 79-71 by the end of the third quarter. He drained 3 three-pointers and a layup in 2.5 minutes.
You read the game, sort of take what the defense gives you. They started, when they bring Nance in, they usually grab 1 through 5, which means switch every ball screen. So it's open. Take it.
Devin Booker had 25 points for Phoenix, which held New Orleans to 34 points and 22% shooting in the first half. C.J. McCollum had 25 points for the Pelicans, who stay in Phoenix for Game 2 on Tuesday. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Now let's go to Miami, Florida, where Duncan Robinson wasn't just hot for the Miami Heat with his three-point shooting. He was club record hot
as we hear now from the AP's Jane Ferry.
Duncan Robinson was tremendous as the Heat opened their NBA playoff schedule with a 115-91 pounding of the Hawks. Robinson came off the bench to set a team record for three-pointers, going 8-for-9 from downtown and 9-of-10 overall.
Whatever I can do to help us win is what I'm all in for, and whatever that looks like. You know, I'm willing to buy into it, and I am buying into it.
He led all scorers with 27 points. Teammate Jimmy Butler finished with 21, and P.J. Tucker had 16. Meanwhile, Trae Young was ice cold as he missed 11 of his 12 attempts and finished with just 8 points.
They did a lot of trapping and things like that, so it's more about getting guys to the right place and making the right read. So it's a collective unit whenever a guy gets trapped.
Danilo Gallinari had a team-high 17 points for Atlanta. Game 2 is Tuesday in Miami. I'm Jane Ferry.
Thanks, Jane. And I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Prince, I know you have a way with words. I liked how Jane Ferry said Duncan Robinson was tremendous in Miami, Florida.
Absolutely fantabulous. That's one of my favorite players as far as the Miami Heat team is concerned.
What a shooter. What a shooter.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not wrong, he might have been in a Michigan team, University of Michigan. And, you know, I actually saw him, it was like 3 seasons ago. He was doing the same things he's doing in the NBA, and he's a fantastic shooter. And yes, you know, those three-point plays are coming in at the right time when Miami's facing up, you know, they're playing against Atlanta Hawk, star guard who shares the same name as you.
Although, I guess yesterday in that game against the Heat, my namesake, Trae Young, was ice cold, Prince. Not ice chill, ice cold in terms of his
yeah,
shooting.
You got to give it up to, you know, the Miami Heat's defensive plan, which, you know, is a bit physical, you know, if you consider the fact that Jimmy Butler comes up big time, you know, as far as defense is concerned, that they buy you. And, yes, they really, Young could only average, I think he only had 9 points or something, you know, and if you consider his regular season average of 28.4 points per game, then you'll see that Miami Heat's really played well defensively in that particular game, Sonny.
Now, Prince, the most dramatic finish on Sunday came in Boston, Massachusetts, where the Celtics edged the Nets on a buzzer-beating layup by Jason Tatum. That series has all the makings of a just a cracker of a series, Prince.
Oh yeah, this is one of those cataclysmic, you know, games that basically it's gonna go down to the wire. Honestly, considering the fact that Kyrie Irving, you know, is my favorite player in that particular game. I watched him play. He sank some really important three-point plays. You will recall, Sonny, that Kyrie Irving used to play in Boston before he left to go and play to Cleveland.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And so, you know, he basically dropped a game-high 39 points, you know, which is a lot because he was shooting 6 of 10, you know, from behind the arc. But, wow, that's Jason Tatum came up big time with that spin move and, you know, hit the buzzer beater, Sonny.
And the NBA playoffs will continue for quite a while, and they continue later Monday night with 3 games. And just to quickly preview those games, the Toronto Raptors will take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia leads that series 1-0. The Utah Jazz go up against the Dallas Mavericks. The Jazz lead that series 1-0. And in the third game of the evening, the Denver Nuggets will play the Golden State Warriors. Golden State leads that series 1-0. All of the playoff series in the NBA are best of 7 games. And I think, Prince, with that best of 7 format, it really does kind of show you which team is superior after 7 games.
Absolutely, yeah, I totally agree with you. We can already see, you know, some superiority in the sense of, like, I was also watching, you know, yesterday the Phoenix Suns game against New Orleans Pelicans. I could see from a distance, I mean, the Phoenix side is really good, but, you know, they really had a big easy win, I would call it that way, against the Pelicans, who are really poor at shooting. I also watched, the Bulls game versus Bucks game. It's not over yet. And, you know, you'll never really know if it's over until it gets done. But, yeah, I can already pinpoint a couple of teams that I might pull through, but at the same time, I just want to keep it to myself. Because sometimes things change that it might go down to the wire.
And just a quick little check of Prince on his Duncan Robinson, the three-mendous Duncan Robinson. Yes, I think he did go to the University of Michigan and played some college basketball for them before turning professional. Let's turn our attention to Cairo, Prince, coming up in just a few minutes. FAP of Cameroon will play Cobra Sport from South Sudan. As you've mentioned, Prince, this is must-win for Cobra Sport. Do you think they're going to be bringing their A game to Cairo for FAP?
They have no choice at all, Sonny, as their coach basically was quoted saying that our hope is still up to qualify. And they know, you know, that's a must-win game for them. He also said, we know after losing today's game, that's, if we don't win, then we don't go through. And so he knows how important this particular game is. But at the same time, you know, they're really going to be facing combative, physically tough and aggressive, FAP team. I think FAP might be actually an armed forces team in Cameroon. And so that tells you why they are a little bit physically tough and combative, you know. And at the same time, this FAP side is a pretty good one. You know, they have experienced players in the name of, you know, Cape Verdean Portuguese basketball player Joel Almeida. They also have American who also went to school in Towson, Deshaun Moman. And, you know, Almeida has actually been big time for them. He's averaged 15 points in the first three games. And, you know, he knows what's at stake. And we're going to be watching out for him. He will really be critical as far as, this game is concerned. Cobra Sport will need to have excellent communication, especially on their defense, which can sometimes be a little bit leaky, that I'm sure Kiev, you know, is really going to be consistent with his movements. I like the way he cuts without the basketball, and even with the basketball, he creates transition opportunities. And we're just going to be waiting to see, because these are two teams that actually are really matched up. And so the best offense, the best defense will win this particular match, Sonny.
Prince, I think I'm going to have my eyes on a few players in particular. One is number 5 for Cobra Sport, Patiet Wang, explosive player, and he can jump. He's got great hops. Definitely one of the best dunks I've seen in the tournament during their last game. Geographically speaking, Prince, based on, you know, proximity to Egypt, I would imagine we might see a few South Sudanese flags in the arena this evening in Cairo. Your thoughts?
I agree with you absolutely, because Sudan and Egypt, basically, and they used to be one country, that's South Sudan and Sudan. They share a lot as far as history is concerned, culturally, economics, and there are a lot of South Sudanese folks who live in Egypt. So, yes, they have a really great support, and, you know, we've seen support or the fan base really play a critical role as far as the home team is concerned. Hopefully, they're going to carry this team to beat FAP. But, yes, for sure, I agree with you. There's going to be a significant support in that crowd.
Well, Prince Nesta and I will be back at halftime, as well as during the occasional breaks in the action in Cairo, as well as post-game. So please, please, please keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. Thanks to Prince Nesta for joining us once again on our pregame show. Thanks also to my engineer this evening, Jonathan Walker. Thanks to my producer, downtown Daniel Brown. I'm VOA Sonny Young, coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Coming up at the top of the hour, FAP of Cameroon versus Cobra Sport of South Sudan. Both teams have a lot to play for. So please keep it locked right here for some exciting basketball on your way from Cairo. We'll be back shortly. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in.
Here at the Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Egypt. It is time for us to get down to business for this match between FAP of Cameroon, Cobra Sport of South Sudan. Two teams out of the 12 that have qualified for this wonderful competition. Two conferences. We've got through the Sahara, now we're in the Nile Conference, and it's business end of the competition. Now, Kia, Wang, Harrington, Deng and Hampton will be the starting five for Cobra Sport, who are looking to try and strike hard and get themselves their second win, which would enable them to qualify for the finals. Kew is with me here in the driving seat, and honestly, it's going to be hardcore out here tonight.
Game on, as they say. Mormon, Ayaga, Almeida, Byers, and Wang Mene get the start, and Mormon comes back into the starting lineup in this all-important clash. Looking forward to a great one, Robbie.
Usher's joining us as well. Usher, how are you feeling the heat?
It is a big moment for both teams. It is do or die. Whichever team wins tonight will be heading to the playoffs in Kigali.
Look at that. FAP in fourth position, Cobra Sport in fifth. But if Cobra Sport win, then they will be one of the top, one of the third or fourth teams, of course, who will qualify with the top two, Zamalek, who are runaway leaders so far alongside Petro, both with four wins from four, which has obviously sent them through to Kigali. It's just a matter of positioning after that, because there are two more games to play tomorrow. Let's get into action. The tip-off is already started, and we are into this very enthralling encounter. Q, a lot at stake here. FAP quarter-finalists in the first edition last year, and well, in a bit of trouble here. They really need to try and win to put Cameroon very much on the map in season two.
Qualification on the line. They have to come up big, and it's going to be execution versus execution. It's the experience of FAP against the youth of Cobra Sport, and both teams with equal opportunity to stake their claim in Kigali.
Now, FAP, they were founded in 1972 in Cameroon, of course. Two league titles in 2020 and 2021. And Cobra Sport, they were founded in 2017, just to give you an idea of the experience and the savoir-faire of dealing with big, high-octane encounters on the big stage. This is a massive stage, and there's so much at stake here. Cobra Sport obviously playing in black with the FAP in white, and well, I think this is going to go to the final buzzer, I think.
Well, that's going to be the hope of both the coaches and the teams.
And it starts with a big three-pointer. Hanyan Wang getting Cobra Sport off the ground with that big triple from downtown.
We know what happens when Wang locks in, and he started out with a long-range bomb just to set the tone.
Set the tone in a big way. Lots of rhythm and rhyme here. We're going to be getting down to the nitty-gritty business end of this now conference. Oh, it's another beautiful three-pointer. This time it falls for Brice Ayaga.
Bringing all of his World Cup qualifier experience, Ayaga replies for FAP.
Jared Harrington, the American, who's in the starting five alongside Leon Hampton. Big long race. So close. Rebound is good. And out of that, Wang going for trying to double up with a pair of threes. Oh, my word.
of Mayan Kier in the right place at the right time. And you know there's one thing he can do, rebound the basketball.
Moman gets the ball out into the path of that man. And Wang Mene in the starting five tonight, getting himself his first points.
I think there's going to be a big battle in the paint between Wang Mene and Kier as the game develops.
David Deng, we know what he can do. Good at long-range shooting, but also good in the paint. Big guy as well. And there's the long-range shot coming in. A lot of aerial bombardment so far from both teams. Rebound! Oh! Hits the deck, but no foul has been committed. Mayan Kier back on his feet.
FAP going to have to keep an eye on those boards. It's Cobra Sport long and athletic, and they crash boards well.
Byers' effort comes back off the metal. Tamed by Wang, takes the ball up court. And the ball goes out of play. Usher, I think it's time to introduce the officials.
Yes, the crew chief tonight is Paul Toomey from the USA. Brings NBA G League experience here. Jean-Sever Ruhamiriza from Rwanda and Dorothy Okatch all the way from Botswana.
And Usher will be with us for this big battle, helping us out and giving us the latest breaking information, breaking news from courtside. An enthralling start, a fast and furious. I think that's what we expected. We know that this is high-octane survival basketball, if you like, to stay in the competition. You lose, you basically... Well, it's going to be very complicated. The fact is that FAP, they have a win, so they could potentially go through with two wins, of course. Puts them in a good position. Here they go again, pushing forward. And they got another game to play tomorrow. Oh, it's a big shot coming in from the right side. Danger, danger. Mr. Ayaga is, well, standing up and showing us, brandishing his armory.
Looks like his long-range sights are locked in. Ayaga connects with the second of his three balls.
But a foul has been committed. What about that charge from Wang? Wang going through the paint this time.
Wang can score in a multitude of ways. That time draws the contact of Byers. I think Almeida actually picking up the foul with the late contact there from Byers, but it sends Wang to the free throw line. And we have our first opportunity from the charity stripe.
And Asher, I just want to go to you and let's talk about Cobra Sport briefly, South Sudan, and exactly, you know, how limited their basketball is, you know, playing in indoor arenas, etc., because of obviously the situation back home. It's been complicated.
It's been complicated. They were practicing on an outdoor court in Juba, and whenever it rained during their preparations, they had to stop and wait for the rain to clear out. So for them to be here in Cairo playing at the BAL in the Nile Conference is huge back home for inspiration, but also they're on the right direction in terms of the development of basketball in South Sudan.
Thank you, Ashraf. Thank you for that wonderful insight. And it really is. It's a great story, isn't it? And if they're here and they qualified, it means they're here for business. And they are showing us that they're here for business.
It's fantastic. And it just gives platform to teams like Cobra Sport. And they are trailing by three, Robbie.
And we'll take a break. We'll be back.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, we have about 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. FAP from Cameroon leads Cobra Sport from South Sudan, 8-5. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Prince, hotly contested game. I think this should provide a lot of excitement.
Absolutely, and you can feel the tension, Sonny. It's so fast-paced. I'm just wondering if they really can maintain the rhythm throughout.
And I can't resist, Prince. Our friend Wang started with a bang. Long three-pointer for a Cobra Sport, and he really wants to drive to that basket, be assertive, and try to put the team on his shoulders once again.
Absolutely. It's really good for their confidence. I also saw the FAP side also start with a three-point play. That always boosts the team morale, team spirit, and, you know, encourages anyone to basically take some, you know, three-point shots. Because if you start the five shots, you've already missed those, then it dampens up your spirit a little bit. But this is a really good morale booster for sure. Great game, great play. Every team is attacking the offense. And, yes, they should also improve on their defense.
And one quick shout-out for Bryce Bidius for FAP. He has 6 of his team's 8 points. We're going to go back to the action now in Cairo.
Yes, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us once again. Bryce Bidius Ayaga has 6 points so far, 2 from 2 in the field goal department, which has obviously given FAP a little lead here. Usher, did you? I saw you walking around near the FAP team bench. What was going on over there?
Yes, the coach saying that they need to focus on that transitional defense and make sure to stop Cobra Sport. They're really quick and versatile on the floor, and they need to keep an eye on that.
Francois Eyengue, the 42-year-old in charge of this team from Cameroon, and trying to work his magic, of course, and guide his team to success. They won't settle for second best, will they, Q?
They've got to get into that final four or into the top four spot, and you know they won't accept anything less than that.
Well, he was a little bit lucky with the rebound. There's a little tussle, a little bit of a battle taking place, and it has been made safe by Mayan Kia, who gets the ball out to Wang. Wang waits for a little bit of movement, maybe a screen. Yeah, and there he is going right through the middle. Well, trying to rise up. Let's see if that was that a foul that's been called on Wang Meni, or is it Byers?
I think it might be Byers. The contact could have come just a little bit later, but Wang Meni, correct, Robbie. He comes into the body of Kieran. Kieran just sold the pass, got into the lane, and was able to draw contact. It could have gone either way, Byers or Wang Meni, but the referees ruled that Wang Meni got the first touch.
He's so smart, he could sell bottled air, I tell you. You know, he's just he knows what he's doing. He's got all of those skills, isn't he? Fully capable of just getting himself into those different pockets of spaces and providing the fine skills to polish off his moves. A top-class player, Mayan Kia.
Yeah, they say this, he's got a lot in his bag, and this means that he's got a lot of variety on his offensive game.
There is FAP of Cameroon. And the ball out to Almeida. Almeida drops it in. That's nice and neat. And there is another foul, as I think you can just see what they're trying to do. They get into the paint, trying to rise up. That was Alexi Wang Meni, who was fouled there by David Deng.
But they call it on Hampton, who comes from behind, gets the contact on Wang Meni. So Hampton picks up his second, and that's going to force a change, or it will likely force a change at that center position.
You're right on that call there. Hampton it is.
And you can't replace 7 foot. Hampton has been playing 24 minutes for Cobra Sport, 7.8 points, 6.3 rebounds, and an assist. And the first change comes because Hampton hits to the bench and Katwang Dio comes in for Cobra Sport.
The earlier clash that took place, Petro de Luanda notching up their third victory out of 4 with a 94-64 win over Espoir Foucache of the Democratic Republic of Congo, securing that second spot in the Nile Conference, which means they'll play AS Sally.
Petro did a fantastic job in that game of doing what was necessary, high-level execution, and here we go again. Padiet Wang is going to run the offense, and he looks like the primary playmaker for this young Cobra Sport team.
And it is interesting because we've talked about Padiet Wang. They kind of, they work in cycles, don't they? Mayan Kia and Wang. The opposition need to understand who's their go-to player, and they've been switching it.
They switch up, and then they also are aided by Wek, who's just come in, and Harrington gone to the bench. And David Deng didn't see too much time because Gatwang Dio also win. So they've traded Harrington for Dio, Wek for Deng, and they're going to try this lineup for a little while. Malawash has also come in because Hampton in foul trouble.
Cobra Sport trying to reduce the arrears, and that's another score to make it 9 points to 7 now. And they're taking the ball up really quickly, aren't they? Taking it to them. There's Morwen trying to go for a big shot from the edge of the arc. And another foul committed. This time it's a charging call, I think.
Yeah, pushing the back. Byers will pick that up. His first personal fourth team foul for FAP. It's going to be a physical game. You can expect the intensity to keep at this level for a while. There's a lot at stake.
Keir getting the ball out into the hands of Gatwang Dio. And an attempt. It just goes behind the backboard, in fact, I think, was the effort coming in from Wang. Gets knocked out of play. I think they're going to get possession.
Wang tries a turnaround jump shot on the baseline and misses almost everything.
Almost everything, everything. Come on, tell it like it is. They're in foul trouble at the moment, Asha, FAP.
Yes, absolutely. When you think about their style of play, it almost gets them into foul trouble most of the time, especially early on in the game.
It is. It's their style, isn't it? That's a short three-point attempt there coming in from down in the corner.
And on that miss, it's going to be a shot clock violation. So, you again, always credit the defense, and FAP will pick up the possession.
FAP taking the ball up into enemy territory with this man here, Deshaun Morwen. They're going up for the layup, and that is a beautiful score. The drive into the paint, appreciated by his teammates. And as you see, they just move 4 points ahead. The reaction will be imminent from Cobra Sport of South Sudan. Little bit of space. Oh, it's a little block there coming in from Almeida of Cape Verde. It's gone up, and it's the attempt to try and drop it in from over the top from very high out, but it's picked up by FAP. Good chance. Well, look at that for the defense. Oh, coming in from behind, ambushing everybody, is that man Byers.
The value of sticking with the play. Byers, after some great Cobra Sport defense, picks up the rebound and flushes it down.
Oh. There's some big impact plays going on. Players hitting the deck and lots of blocks coming in. Here's Almeida for a three-pointer. It goes right over the top and away, and he just looks and shakes his head.
Uncharacteristic miss by Almeida. This was Ayaga cleaning up the rebound. He pushes the ball in transition. Three defenders come. Byers is just in behind to flush down the dunk. And the drive in by Morwen is crafty left hand off the glass for two.
Yeah, delightful play there by Morwen, and they continue to apply pressure and just nudge themselves ahead every time that they see that Cobra Sport are trying to strike. Long range shot. They needed a basket, and they got it. It's a big score from Kia.
Fantastic shooting from Mayan Kier. Second long-range bomb. Takes his total to 6 points.
And picked up here by Morwen, who's going to try and work his magic, find a little bit of space. Oh, he goes for himself, just coming back off the boards. A beautiful score there from Morwen, and he extends his tally to four. 15-10, 3:22 left to play in the first quarter. Long range shot, nope. Fake, comes back into a bit of space, and maybe Wang will try and go on his own. Second attempt, gets the ball out, good passing, getting the ball out wide, and then the attempted three-pointer from Luel Wack doesn't hit the right place. FAP going forward. A little bit stagnant, the defense, not moving too much at the back. It's been picked up by this player here, who tries to get it and drain the point. Excellent play by that man, Byers, who's playing a top-class performance so far.
Byers definitely locked in and happy to go up against that 7-foot frame, the 15-year-old Malouash. Here he is, just finishing with his offhand. Gets it over the defending, or the long arm of Malouash.
I think having played in Mexico, I think he's probably been described as a player who plays with a little bit of fuego.
because he's really shown us what he's capable of doing tonight. This is good. It's FAP 17, Cobra Sport with 10 points, and a couple of changes that are being made. Just waiting for that to happen, and I think we are going to have a timeout, in fact. FAP leading Cobra by 7, 2:36 left.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League games currently taking place in Cairo, Egypt. FAP of Cameroon leads Cobra Sport of South Sudan by 7 points, 17-10. Prince Nesta, I see some Cameroonian flags hanging in the arena in Cairo.
Yes, and they're hanging in here for good reasons, for sure, because the FAP currently leading, and it's all thanks to their nice shooting, and, you know, they are forcing turnovers and basically, are converting as far as the smooth transitions are concerned. They really have great transitions, and they're taking advantage of that. That's why that score line is the way it is, and great defense, goodness me.
Mayan Keir, I know you mentioned him in our pregame show, Prince. He's off to a good start. With 6 points and 2 rebounds.
Yes, that combination with Paddy Tuang is working really well. I like the way they're playing. They're beginning to gel, and you can see that in the game. And, you know, they should basically add more baskets for sure.
Okay, let's go back to Cairo and the action.
Well, Rob, just to give you a quick update, Wang is getting some treatment on his right arm. He just got a knock there. He's getting some ice. And there's been a change on the floor.
Thanks very much, Usher. Valuable information for a key player within the Cobra Sport team. It's been picked up by Mormon. Mormon goes for a big shot from the other side, and it's dropped in. Beautiful score coming in from Ulrich Tronche, the 16-year-old NBA Elevate player, 6'9".
Two great Elevate players on the floor, Malawash and Tronche, for their respective teams.
And that score there, that was brilliant. Mayan Keir falling back, losing his balance, getting into the traffic, and still manages to hit the boards and score.
Well, Mayan Keir, 8 points, and doing everything possible on the offensive end in a variety of ways. Through two defenders on him, still forces it up off balance and gets the bucket to go.
Yeah, he's 6'10", 24 years of age, from the town of Yei in South Sudan, and just showing us what he's capable of doing. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 3 from 6 field goal shots, and a long range effort there coming in, and the foul's gone against Mayan Keir.
But Mayan Keir brings a lot of experience to this Cobra Sport team. A bit of a journeyman in the NCAA, was at LSU, South Florida, New Mexico State, and then finished at Central Baptist College. And you can see why he would add value to a program. The foul shot comes on the basis of Keir's touch, and he's not happy with the call in the corner there.
Etienne Tamachong is the player who will go to the free throw line. And they nudge themselves up to 20 points now, FAP. 1972 was the year that they were founded. As I said, quarter finalist in last year's first BAL, two league titles in 2020 and 2021, and Central League Championship titles, three of them in total. As we see more shots coming up, lots of traffic, but still very courageous driving and aggressive play going into the traffic. Over the top it goes, and they will get possession. Good defensive play, very good defensive play by Cobra Sport.
A sequence of two great defensive plays. This time, Shange feeds Chomche, and coming in from behind, Keir. Lucky not to pick up the foul. A little bit risky, but over the top, able to do enough, pick up the block, and secure possession for Cobra Sport.
1:12 left in the first quarter. Well, it's just missing the range there, coming off the corner. The backboard, out wide it goes, picked up by that man, Mormon. And another foul committed, this time it is Jared Harrington. It's Harrington's first foul, I believe, as Mormon goes up. Let's
Yeah, this is his first foul.
This is his first foul. 15 fouls, so into the penalty goal, Cobra Sport. Mormon will go to the free throw line.
This is the first. Then you can see Manny Barberi, 41 years of age. And working with John Amondi of Kenya and Majak Koo. That's the trio in charge of Cobra Sport, trying to mastermind the end and architect their passageway through to Kigali. That would be an amazing story if they managed to make it. Well, there's a lose the ball, you win it back, you have to fight for everything. That's exactly what they're doing. The ball comes out, Gawangju. And finally, the shot comes in by that man. Harrington doesn't drop. 21-12. Oh, there's a foul there. We're going straight to the free throw line because Cobra Sport have got five team fouls.
Coach, definitely a little bit frustrated. And that's Coach Francois Ayenge. And no reason that he's too frustrated. He should be quite happy. There's a push in the back. Deal late on it. And they say the universal rule is you don't foul a shooter. And you try not to foul a shooter, and worst of all, not from the three-point line.
Well, Q, you'll understand the frustration from Coach Manyang. His team has made four turnovers, and FAP have scored 8 points so far from that, punishing them.
They've got to be really careful, haven't they? Cobra Sports can't afford to get rid of the ball. We've got a nice group of fans that are in this wonderful sports hall from South Sudan, but also from Cameroon, of course. So lots of noise and a really fine atmosphere here. 23-12, and that now becomes 24. Need to come back, need to hit back and keep possession. Cobra Sport 12 down, 6 from 12 free throws, 2 from 6 for Cobra Sport. Drop the ball in the middle. Here's Kia. Kia tries to go up, but he gets fouled. And that will be foul number 5.
Well, Cobra Sport trying to change tactics there and drive into the paint, draw the foul, and literally do what FAP were doing on the other side of the court, because the three-point attempts have not been working for them.
Free throw line has been a big factor in this one, because FAP have been to the foul line in the first quarter an astonishing 11 times already, and that's because of the foul on the three-point line and the contact that they've been able to draw. But they've only shot it at 50%.
Mayan Kia needs to try and get some important points. He's going to go up to 9 if he manages to hit this one. That's 2 from 4 from the free-throw line for Mayan Kia, one of the key players in this Cobra Sport team from South Sudan. Well, strong defensive play just to block out the light. There's a little bit of space, gets rid of his defender. That's a big shot that comes up. It's coming off the metal. It's been made safe, kind of. Kia picks it up. Around the back it goes, and trying to produce some magic, and the magic. Well, that's the end of the quarter, unable to sink the shots and get the points.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, after one quarter of action in Cairo, FAP from Cameroon leads Cobra Sport 24-13. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Prince, what is FAP doing right now to get that 11-point lead?
Two things. They're forcing turnovers And, you know, that's killing Cobra Sport completely. And, you know, they are converting some of those shots. And so at the same time, they're attacking the paint for them to get rewarded. And once you attack the paint, as I always say, you'll always be rewarded. It's either you're fouled or, you know, you miss your shot, or basically, you know, you could be able to put that layup in and stuff. But at the same time, I like the aggressiveness on this young Sudanese squad. They're really giving it their all, and they shouldn't stop what they're doing. They should continue attacking the paint and, you know, shooting more, even the three-point plays that they have been missing. They should continue shooting for that for confidence sake.
And, Prince, we've mentioned Kier and Wang as perhaps the two key players on Cobra Sport. They really need to improve their foul shooting. I'm taking a look at the box score now. Kier 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Wang 1-for-4. Those are free opportunities to get points, and you got to sink those, Prince.
Happens, yeah. You know, it won't stay like that. But, you know, one thing, they should just continue shooting no matter what. And then something is going to work out. The more you shoot, the more you improve.
Kier with 9 points to lead Cobra Sport after one quarter. And top scorer for FAP, Deshaun Moorman with 8 points. So we'll go back to Cairo now with FAP leading 24-13 over Cobra Sport.
It really is one of those, it's a must-win game for both. Cobra Sport, the South Sudan needs to win. FAP need to win, really, to get themselves into the next phase of the competition.
Well, you must credit the defense of FAP in the first quarter. First of all, holding Cobra Sport to 13 points. And only two scorers, Mayan Kier with his 9 points, Padiet Wang with 4. The rest of Cobra Sport have been held scoreless, and it just shows you how great FAP are at enforcing on the defensive end.
They have the experience. I know someone else has got experience. Her name is Usher. Usher, tell us about your experience on the side of the court.
Well, the coach of FAP, Francois Enyega, just emphasized how important it is for them to drive that ball into the paint, get fouls, and go to the line, just exactly what they did. And that also represents why they are ahead by 11 points, as they've scored on the free throw line.
You know, they're feeding off their experience to a certain extent, and you know, they know how to play these games, of course, and they're dealing with it very well. It's interesting to see how Cobra Sport can react, and if they can understand and remain calm, not panic. Three-pointer that tries to get dropped by Kier again, who's up to 9 points, but he can't make it 12.
Whenever you hear the name FAP, understand that they know how to grind out a win. They are defensively super strong, and they will not give away much. But also, they do struggle on the offensive end. They are 12th in points per game and also 12th in field goal percentage, but they still manage to pick up wins.
Ulrich Chomche, one of the standout players from the NBA Elevate program. There he is, big player, 16 sorry, years of age, long-range shot coming in, just hits the metal, comes back out. Nicely done, very strong defensive play by Kier. Wild pass, gets it back in the middle, has been flung back into play. And was there a foul? Well, this is nice. Look at what's happening here. And Ulrich Chomche goes over and he gets hold of Leon Hampton and hauls him back to his feet.
The game is being played hard, but sportsmanship principles still prevail. And that's a nice moment by that young man.
And that's what it means to, you know, he knows the game. And that was something that the technical director of NBA Elevate, who we were speaking to Q before, Roland Houston, just talking about how they're meant to be and what they're teaching them. Oh, my word.
Talk about teaching. That is a big-time block by Chomche. And you spoke about Roland Houston. You also spoke about the fact that they play the game hard, and that's an emphasis block right there. Chomche patrolling the paint.
You know, he said, oh, yeah, he's really good at defense. We know he's really good at defense. Just look at that. That is incredible. Outstanding block there coming in from Chomche. 6'9", but 16 years of age, playing like a real a real player who has lots of experience. Very smart kid.
Well, you talk about Chamcha. He was receiving treatment on a sprained right ankle, and he seems to be fine. I mean, he jumped that high.
He does. He leapt very high, didn't he? Yeah, sure. Yeah, he seems to be okay, I think. He's just trying to get it off the boards and in. And again, you can just see the danger that Mayan Kia brandishes.
They needed a score on that possession. The game is just starting to go away from them in terms of the scoreboard. And they've got to convert some of these offensive possessions into points.
And Kia takes a rest. Needs a little break.
It's going to be an interesting period now without Mayan Kia on the floor. It could go either way for Cobra Sport. But they've got some great guards who can carry the offensive load.
Yeah, of course, we've got Hampton and Wang who are still on court, along with David Deng. And defensively, they managed to pick up the ball. David Deng in possession gets it out to Hampton. Hampton takes the ball up. Good opportunity. Oh, my. What? That is just incredible. He's at it again. Chumche
calls for more. Bring it inside the paint. You cannot score here. The young man just gets up above the rim. That's the second time he's been challenged, and the second time he's cleared it out.
He is 0-0-1, Roby.
It's incredible, right? I mean, you know, we are just on the edges of our seats going, this kid is the real deal. Of course, he needs to keep calm, but he is keeping calm. Look at that. Two blocks, two rebounds, 2 points, all the twos. Bring it on. He is the man of the moment, and he's got a lot of basketball to play and a great career ahead of him. Sydney remains playing at this level. Look at that.
Sending a strong defensive message, really just outstanding defense.
He's getting the fans from Cameroon to raise the roof here. There you go, some talk from the youngster as well. You know, bring it on. I am happy with whatever you throw at me. I'll deal with the lot. Here they go again, Cobra Sport. That is a foul that was committed by Ibaku Akomenzo. Just a bit of contact around the neck. And we'll go to the free throw line. David Deng this time.
This time there's some value in the possession for Cobra Sport. And a chance to make some inroads into the score. Big free throws. Got to get it back under double digits.
Got to get those points. Got to get points. Have to score your shots. Another player. We've got Kaman Malawash from Rumbek, who's the 15-year-old NBA Elevate player in this Cobra Sport team. We'll see how he gets on. And there we have the points. And the fans from South Sudan making some noise from the stands. Foul committed. Just a little bit too bullish with his move, Akomenzo. Right. Second straight foul. Sorry, Asha. Carry on.
It was me right there, and right in front of the referee, right through the contact, and that was Ayaga who picked up the foul, the offensive foul.
I heard an echo. I thought it was you, Asha. You are there, Asha, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh,
beautiful. 7:41, 10 points, and a chance to try and get some points. Need to get points. We talked about it before it comes out, and it's Luol Wek. Tries to get the high ball over the top into the hands of Hampton. Wek gets it back, and it comes off the leg. It'll be Cobra who get possession over on that far side.
Just 1.3 seconds left on the shot clock. Cobra Sport got to get some sort of good possession out of this inbound.
And a little bit of spillage from Jared Harrington, the 24-year-old from Washington, D.C. And it is FAP who get possession. The fast and furious means in which they've attacked this game has basically given them put their finger on the pulse of this very important clash. Zero blocks, just three rebounds. Cobra Sport, two rebounds and three blocks for FAP. Two of them coming from that man, Chomche.
Defensively solid so far, and Cobra Sport have either got to match them on the defensive end or find ways to break down this really, really hard-nosed FAP defense.
The interesting thing is that Emmanuel Okorafor, the Nigerian coming through the NBA Academy, was the top scorer, joint top scorer, I think, for Espoir Foucache in that loss against Petro earlier tonight. Or he's the second highest scorer, I think. But in any case, 11 points, I think, he finished with. Just telling you how important these players are. You can look up to these guys and say, I want to be like him, and you can. That's what we're saying, Q.
They are fantastic.
Oh, it's nicely floated, but it doesn't drop. Once again, the point's not being scored. Harrington unable to increase that 14-point tally.
You can just feel the frustration from Harrington, still searching for his first field goal. He's driven in two times. That's the third time on a floater he's missed. He's tried a couple of other ways of scoring, but he's still searching.
And talking about frustration, Cobra Sport have only managed to score 1 point in this quarter so far.
Yeah, that's just not good enough. And what, 6:35? So that's what, 3.5 minutes, basically. That needs to change. The attempted tipping, trying to get hold of possession, and that is just well tidied up there by Loyal Wek. Gets the ball to Kia. Make a statement. Make it happen. Make it matter. It's been nearly an alley-oop looking for the foul there. Doesn't happen there on Wek. The ball comes out. It's a great chance. He's at it again. And look at that on the offensive this time. Chomche with the dunk, and he's making a massive, massive appearance here for this big clash for FAP.
Great pass. Chomche had no one in front of him. And the young man, we've seen him get above the rim on defense. This time, flashes it with two on the offensive end.
Looking very mature, isn't he, for just a young 16-year-old, just a teenager.
He's playing like a grown man. Chomche.
Etienne Tamatong goes to the bench. Back on comes Joel Almeida. And I think we're also going to see Cyril Liali, who's coming on as well. And again, they're just unable to get their range right. Patiet Wang this time, 24-year-old.
It's been tough going from the field for this Cobra Sport team. They are shooting it at 16%, and that reason that is happening is the defensive pressure from the team from Cameroon.
Ayaka. Chomche. Chomche picks the ball up, gets rid of his man, waits for support, finds it outside of him with Liale. Little crossover. Oh, gets the ball to Chomche. Look at that. A delightful piece of work. And he gives credit to that man, Liale. Brilliant stuff.
That's a highlight play for sure. That nice pass by Liale gets Chomche. And Chomche, two more to his total. He's having a fantastic game.
It's an important. Oh, it's another block. I can't believe it. This is getting ridiculous. Everything that goes up is being stopped by that man, youngster, teenager, whatever he is. He is just, he's from a different planet, from a different universe. This is brilliant, brilliant basketball from the 16-year-old.
Amazing, amazing defense. Chomche again. And, you know, he said, bring it inside the paint. I dare you. And the challenge was taken by Chomche. Good for it. And this is that highlight play. The pass, the finish, the two.
Around the back by Liale, and an easy score. Nothing's really easy, but look at that. Appreciation time. Wow.
6 points for Chomche. Go along with three blocks and four blocks and two rebounds. What a fantastic showing so far.
Yeah, and I think that he's made all of the blocks for FAP, just to give you an understanding of just how good he's playing tonight. It's already a five-star performance from the 16-year-old.
Value for minutes. That's the word. Value for the minutes on the floor. And he's going to get a little bit of a breather, and he's going to get warm applause from the bench.
Look at that. That is just great, isn't it? You know, how to boost your confidence. But he's very humble. You know, we had a chat with him just before tip-off. And he's just calm, collected, really cool. He said he's been with the team for a week, you know, but he's part of the program for the last couple of years. So he knows what it's like to actually, you know, play within a team. But he's still learning and he's still gaining lots of education as we see Almeida go up for two. That is a big score as well. A big, big score by the player from Cape Verde.
That is experience shown in transition. Almeida picked up the steal, came down and went with the offhand again with the right hand. Education and a little bit of right hand English. Count the bucket, two more to the total, and FAP on the charge.
We're going to take it right. It's 30 points to 15. FAP in charge over Cobra Sport.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, we have just under 5 minutes left in the second quarter. FAP has doubled the score line of Cobra Sport. FAP from Cameroon leading Cobra Sport 30 to 15. I'm joined by Prince Nesta. Number 14 for FAP, Prince. Chomche, only 16 years old, and he is having quite a performance in the first half.
Another Dikembe Mutombo has been born, Sonny.
I love it. I love it. He is rejecting everything Cobra Sport throws up in the paint.
Absolutely. He's managed to suffocate, you know, the Cobra Sport offense. And, you know, what a great defensive performance, honestly. And on both sides of the court, actually, offensively and defensively, because he also had a dunk. And, wow, they're so smooth on transition. They're basically very active on the defensive end. And I'm talking about FAP. And this was expected because they're a physically tough team and very aggressive. And they really play good defense.
And just to put Chomche's performance in perspective, Prince, he's been on the court for just over 7 minutes. He has 6 points, four block shots, and he is a presence out there, only 16 years old.
Wow. Talk to me about Index.
The index, you're right, he's at 11. He has the highest index of any FAP player, Prince.
Fantastic. Wow, can't wait to see him.
So, yes, let's go back to Cairo and the action.
Here on the one side with 9 points, and on the other side, we've got Mormon with eight. And 31-15 is the scoreline here. And we need to see how Cobra reacts following a timeout. And Anasha will give us some information about what was said in that timeout.
Yes, Coach Manyang emphasizing on the fact that they need to make the easy pass and get points on the board. Otherwise, they're not doing a good job on offense. They're struggling to beat that FAP defense, and they need to do better.
And it's difficult when it's up against this man here, Joel Almeida of Cape Verde from São Vicente, scoring a wonderful three-pointer to make it 34-15. Big lead so far.
So dangerous is Almeida. We saw flashes of what he can do, and now a collision here as Harrington and Wangmene on the ground holding his face. And he's been in the wars throughout this conference, Wangmene.
Yeah, he's getting back up onto his feet gingerly, but you can just see that the battle taking place here with Harrington. There you go, straight in, and there is contact. Both of them a little bit dazed and confused, but they seem to be okay. Good to go.
Harrington still scoreless from the field. He's looking to just register his first points. He's really struggled 0-5 from the field so far. And this might help settle his nerve just a little bit, seeing the ball go through if he can knock down his free throws.
Got to knock him down first, isn't he? 34-15.
I said if he can knock him down.
If is the big word, isn't it? It's only two letters, but it's a big word. Never underestimate small words, Q.
I never have.
I know you haven't. There you go. He gets his second, which is already a positive thing. Need to work on that, build on that. That's something that's imperative. Now we can have 40% field goal, 10 points, 3 points, 0 field goal percent. That's not good for Cobra Sport, hence the reason why they are down. And again, you can just see that the tussle and the battle to try and get themselves the rebound, sees them commit another foul. You can just see this time it is Hampton, I think, who commits the foul there.
It's been real hard work to find a bucket, and you know that scoring graphic we saw just emphasizing it, the 3 points, none of them coming from any field, from the field, and that is the fourth foul for Hampton. That's the risk with leaving a guy with foul problems on the floor. He picks up his fourth, and now he's probably going to have to sit until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he's one of the starting fives, of course. Sarah went through Stillman College in Alabama. And they've had a few days off of the Cobra Sport, so they've managed to, you know, work on what they really want to produce and play out here in this do-or-die situation.
Sometimes risk can also be your enemy. If you're off a little bit too long, it takes time for the players just to get back into the flow of the game, and maybe that is what we're seeing just from Cobra Sport a little bit here.
So we'll get a second half to come from Cobra Sport, potentially. Free throw 6-14 for Cobra Sport. They need to sort that out. That's a big, big score from Almeida.
Almeida is a threat from anywhere on the floor, and again, he looks like he's here to play.
Trying to get hold of the ball is Kier over in that corner. Almeida defends well and gets possession back for FAP.
And very quickly, Almeida's accumulated 9 points, 2 of 4 from the outside. And he doesn't need long, he doesn't need too much space, and he'll knock down with precision.
And I saw that he's got 3 steals as well, which obviously means that the artillery is there. He really does have a fine set of skills, and he's playing a big role tonight. Here he is in possession, up against Kier. Goes for a big three-pointer. It's quite short, isn't it? And somehow they get it back out. And another chance. It's defended well. The flick of the ball to Kier. Where's it going? Oh, look at that beautiful play. And again, you can just see they're defensively bringing their A-game to this battle tonight. They really are. Almeida into the paint, goes up for the floater, it goes over the top, is beautifully done. Stunning score again from Almeida, who enters, I think, double figures now.
Yeah, first player into double figures on the floor, Almeida. And he is hot, they're going to go to him, and I would find the ball and get it to that man, Almeida.
We're looking at Cobra Sport. They're really struggling to do the basics of the game on both ends of the court, and that has left them with a deficit in this game, and it's a 23-point game.
They've only scored 3 points in this quarter, Asher, only 3 points.
And that is kudos to the FAP defense.
That's a big three-pointer, and you know, all it takes is a bucket, and then you can go and, well, do whatever you want. And that comes from Paddy at Wang. Beautiful score there.
First field goal of the third for the team from Chuba.
FAP in possession. We got 2 minutes to go. It's a 20-point game before the end of the first half. Field goal 17% for Cobra Sport. That needs to change if they want to compete with FAP and try and sneak in and get that second win and qualify for the BAL playoffs.
Another facet that is being exploited by FAP is the fact that they're able to draw fouls continually on this Cobra Sport defense. They're driving in every time there's a dribble penetration, there's a foul, or there's a finish, and it can't continue like this. We've got to see some adjustments. Maybe they try a zone, or maybe there's just an option where they can limit some dribble penetration from key players on the FAP side.
Well, Q, just looking at Coach Franz Enyege, he was just literally telling them to open up the D so that Brice can drive to the paint and get that foul, and indeed that's what happened.
Brice Iarga, another one of the giants in FAP. And because of the team fouls, we go up to the free throw line. 5 team fouls each, of course. They need to get some points. Gan Wang Yu, 19 years of age, is the player who will get out there with the contacts.
And also importantly, Wang Mene picks up his third and is the first FAP player to get into just a little bit of foul trouble.
Unable to get the rebounds there, David Deng, and they go ripping up into enemy territory. Ball comes out, a long range shot coming in. This time it doesn't get sucked, but it does now. You can just see how dangerous they are. Byers this time putting himself, adding another two to his tally. He's up to six. Here's Wang. Wang going right through the middle, through the paint. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line.
Wang has got to stay locked in, got to continue to attack the paint like this. He's causing problems for this FAP defense. If he can get a couple more guys in foul trouble, it might open up FAP defense in the second half.
Nice score there for Paddy and Wang, the 24-year-old. He'll step up again.
There's a chance for him to get into double figures. And he's been one of two playmakers that Cobra Sport have gone to.
And they get possession back. That's nicely done by Wang. Little bit of space. Gets the pass out. Oh, there's just swatting it away. And once again, you can see how defensively astute they are, FAP. Ball comes out. Almeida for three. Comes off the metal. But again, an FAP player always in the right place to go for the rebound. Into the hands of Mormon. Mormon, mid-range two. The mid-range two is good for Mormon, who goes up to 12.
Again, every single FAP player just seems to have their touch. They are certainly locked in.
That's a long-range shot from out wide that comes back out from Gatwang Dio. And they're always so quick in transition. As we approach the last 30 seconds, big long-range shot coming in. It gets tapped back out. There's another chance. The shot clock goes back up.
12 offensive rebounds for FAP to compound everything else. Second chance points up to 10. They've got 15 fast break points, and they've led by as much as 23, which is their biggest lead right now.
Well, that was the foul that was committed, so we're going up to the free throw line, and it'll be Cobra Sport who get the chance to try and drain it. And they just add a couple of points to the tally, but look at that, 44-21. And anywhere around the 20-point mark is obviously a big blow for these players who will have to change their tactics. They'll be listening to Manny Berberi and John Amondi when they go into the locker room to understand how they got to turn things around. But they haven't been scoring, and they haven't been defending the boards very well. Not as well as they should.
They've got to close up a couple of areas, and second chance opportunities, something that they can fix. FAP have not shot the ball well the entire tournament. They are having a good game, but, you know, let's start with one area that we can focus in and then build from there.
The ball got knocked out of play, so 23 seconds remaining of the first half, and they will get possession. It'll be Paddy at Wang, and if they can score from this, then that will be a bonus. Oh, there's the battle taking place. They're fighting for absolutely everything, and you get possession. Mormon with his claiming that he had it.
They call a jump ball, and Mormon is just fighting because he actually wanted the foul call. Said that he didn't really have control of the basketball, and the jump ball call may have come a tad bit quickly.
It was called by Dorothy Okacha, Botswana. She made the call, and there's an FAP timeout that's been called, but in any case, we will have jump ball afterwards. But 44-21, that's a big lead, isn't it? So much work to do. But Cobra Sport will have that that talk at halftime. They'll be able to rally the troops and try and dig deep to try and find methods and strategies to get back. You know, we've seen it happen before. We've seen it with Bukash up against Zamalek. They fought valiantly and scored 90 points against them. Every team that's competing in this basketball athlete have a chance to fight, and they're here for a reason.
It's all about adjustments. Every time they get an opportunity to just reassess, you know, look at the stats, look at the stat sheet, look at what it says. And right now, it doesn't make for pretty reading as far as Cobra Sport are concerned. They're 16% from the inside, 10% from the outside, and they're not even doing such a great job from the free throw line, where they're shooting it at about 40%. So there are lots of things that you can just tighten up immediately, and then they've got to just try and make sure that they control the glass. They've got to give FAP one and done. They've got to shoot, box out, control the defensive glass, and which is easier said than done because they are really physical inside their paint.
Sure, have you got something for us?
Yes, something from Francois Enyeka, the coach of FAP, saying that they need to do exactly what they've been doing. Get the ball to Breeze, spread out the paint, and have him drive to the basket.
Well, they can get it out to Breeze Sayaga, but look at this man here, Ulrich Chomche, having an absolute storming game. His blocks have been standout. They've been full of authority, scoring some points as well. It's a big shot coming in from that left corner, and it doesn't go, and a foul being committed. We're going straight up to the... So see, yeah, we're going up to the free throw line, just trying to see exactly who got...
Agumenzo picks up his second foul.
Yeah, he's just trying to stall him as he was darting through into enemy territory, of course. Everybody wants to stop Kia.
One of two Cobra Sport players. They've accumulated 18 points between Kia and Wang. And then... Dio,
first
Harrington,
player.
And Hampton, and Deng have a 1 point apiece.
First player to go into double figures for Cobra Sport. Maybe it's time for them to strike back. 3 from 7, free throw, 4 rebounds, 10 points. That'll be 11 now. 4.6 seconds left on the clock. And a last chance shot coming in, and it has to go in, doesn't it? He is just showing us what he's capable of doing. A brilliant score. And a buzzer beater to make it 14 points for the player from Cape Verde.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we're at halftime in Cairo. FAP of Cameroon leads Cobra Sport of South Sudan 47-23. I'm joined for some halftime analysis by the hoops-loving Prince Nesta. Prince, I think one of the main storylines of the first half has to be FAP's defense, holding Cobra Sport to 23 points. So impressive.
Absolutely. You got that right, Sonny. They have been very, very, very impressive. And, you know, defense often wins games. And I keep on talking about this all the time. Once you're good defensively, then that always inspires that confidence to attack offensively. And so that what happened is that, the Cobra Sport team basically crumbled offensively, and their defense also became so weak that they allowed penetration from all over. And so that's fantastic, really, to see that incredible display of defense. That particular defensive play and offensive play has basically managed to silence, Cobra Sport contingent. They had a big crowd, but, you know, so far they have been quiet, courtesy of those loose hands, active hands, out there, you know, forcing turnovers on the part of FAP and, of course, consolidating their win. Really, really fantastic performance offensively and defensively as far as, FAP is concerned. And this was expected, Sonny. They are using their experience since they have been here in this tournament. They were here last year. They really gave a good account of themselves, and they're extending that onto this inexperienced Cobra Sport team.
Almeida with a game-high 14 points so far. Prince, it looks like they have put 1 second on the clock in Cairo, so we are not yet officially in halftime. The referees are consulting by press row, and it looks like there was possibly a foul as Almeida took that. Almeida made a three-pointer at the end of the first half, and I thought that was the final play of the first half. But they're now, let's see, let's go back to Cairo. It looks like Almeida might be shooting some free throws.
Into the first half with that 2 points. So the scores on the doors, 46 points to 20.
Okay, they've ruled Almeida, they've ruled it a two-pointer at the end of the first half and not a three-pointer as originally the referees whistled for a three-pointer, but it was a two-pointer by Almeida, and so the halftime score now in Cairo, 46 to 23 in favor of FAP. They still have doubled Cobra Sports score, Prince, and the FAP defense continues to be such a strong quality of this FAP squad.
Absolutely. And then, you know, Cobra Sport needed a score, and they needed it really bad. They have completely been overrun in that particular second quarter. I mean, they started off the game so well. In fact, at some point, I thought they could give a great account of themselves and even, you know, manage to basically frustrate FAP, a good FAP side offensively. And, you know, actually, you are talking about the likes of Wang, who started off, you know, with some good shooting. Of course, Mayan Kidd was also really good with those layups and, you know, just playing aggressively and leading this team. And that's what they have lacked in that second quarter. You know, they needed a floor general, you know, an inspirational player who basically, you know, inspired the rest of the team. And that was lacking. But then again, Sunny, you know what? They might be down, but not out. I want to give you possibly a list of some of the greatest comebacks as far as, you know, basketball is concerned in this particular case, since I've got the records of the NBA history. The Clippers actually recently completed, you know, the second largest comeback in NBA history, and they had a 35-point deficit against the Wizards, but they came back and won that particular game. We are looking at, you know, 1996, November 27th, when, you know, the Utah Jazz actually managed to cut Denver Nuggets' deficit by 36 points, and they came back and won that match. And you're looking at 2009, when, you know, the Kings, Sacramento Kings, basically managed to catch Chicago Bulls', you know, deficit to 35 and they came back, won that particular game. Celtic has done the same against Spurs, which was, you know, 32-point difference. They came back and won. Then the Golden State Warriors in 1975 also came back after 31-point difference, and, you know, they came back and won against the Bucks. And so anything is possible. This Cobra Sports squad might be down, Sunny, but yes, they are not out.
They're not out, but they are going to need to improve their three-point shooting, Prince. First half, they were 3 for 12 from behind the arc, 25%. Actually, not a bad percentage for three-point shooting, but I think to get back in this game, they're going to need to make a few. Kieran Wang have definitely shouldered the bulk of the scoring for Cobra Sport. Kier has 11 points, Wang has 9, so they have 20 of the team's 23 points. Taking a look at FAP and their leading scores, Joel Almeida, he made that controversial basket at the end of the first half. It was changed from a three-pointer to a two-point basket. He has a game-high 13 points for FAP. And I should also point out, Prince Nesta, that Almeida has taken the lead in the plus-minus index. He now has a plus-minus index of 13, the highest of
any player on the court in Cairo. And yes, I think we do need to give another shout out for this young 16-year-old player for FAP, Ulrich Çomçe, only 16 years old. And as Prince likes to say, he's a boy among men, but he's playing like a man in Cairo tonight, Prince. He really is. 6 points, four block shots, and he just seems fearless out there, Prince.
I totally agree with you, Sonny. The boy has been accepted in the table of men, and he's dining. Interesting conversations, but wow, by the fact that we are simply talking about a 16-year-old, you know, playing out there really big and, you know, making a good account for himself. And, you know, he's been really little defensively. I mean, at some point, I thought basically he was frustrating the likes of experienced players, you know, who has been there. I mean, the likes of Mayan Keir, for instance, who has played for LSU basketball. You know, he's played for South Florida basketball, played in New Mexico State, Central Baptist College, has had significant experience playing in Melbourne, Australia. You know, all these players with these great CVs were being frozen just like bouncers do freeze, you know, folks who are underage and are trying to get into a club. They are being frozen from making the baskets by this 16-year-old who pretty much hasn't even had, you know, significant experiences compared to, you know, the CV of these other folks, and just goes on to show you how the NBA elevate staff was really brilliant to bring some of these great players, you know, young players, to give a good account of themselves. And so far, you know, this Çomçe has really proved out. You know, he's a Cameroonian-born player, and, you know, he's 16 years old. Who knows whatever, you know, the future holds for him. Great, great player, and I really commend his defensive ability and offense. Of course, he's also little on the offense, and he fits into this team perfectly.
If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, you're listening to special VOA coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We're at halftime in Cairo, Egypt, and FAP from Cameroon leads Cobra Sport from South Sudan 46-23. FAP trying to even its Nile Conference record at 2 wins and 2 losses. If Cobra Sport is not able to rally, they will be officially eliminated from the Basketball Africa League with a record of 1 win and 4 losses. In Monday's opening game in Cairo, Petro de Luanda from Angola defeated Espoir Fukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo 94-64. Petro wrapped up its Nile Conference with a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. Fukash winless after 4 games. Fukash will finish its Nile Conference campaign on Tuesday against the Cape Town Tigers. The Tigers have a record of 2 wins and 2 losses. I think they're in good position to advance to the Basketball Africa League playoffs next month in Kigali, Rwanda. Right now, the teams through to Kigali are Zamalek, which Prince and I will see them again on Tuesday evening, Petro de Luanda, and the other two places are still not quite locked in yet, but it's getting solidified, I think, Prince, in terms of the teams that will be going to Kigali.
I totally agree with you. And, Sonny, there's one particular player who is basically helping, you know, solidify, you know, the FAP squad's chances of, you know, qualifying for the next BAL playoff round. And, you know, quick trick question for you, Sonny, back to my quizzes. You know, he comes from an island that is basically inhabited by around 500,000 people living there. And, of course, one interesting fact about where he actually comes from, this country has one of Africa's most stable democratic governments. At the same time, one more fact about this place is that, yes, it was basically is the third largest nesting site for, you know, turtles in the world. Which player is this, and what country does he come from, Sonny?
Well, Prince, could you possibly be referring to the Cape Verdean shooting guard for FAP, Joel Almeida, perhaps?
Boom, money. You got that right, Sonny. You got that right. You don't really miss a lot of my questions on Monday. I don't know why. Something is up with you on Mondays. I wonder what you eat for lunch or breakfast.
You're right, because when we hit the weekend, I tend to slip a little bit. But let me throw another Cape Verdean sports question your way, Prince. You mentioned the turtles. So prevalent in and around the waters of Cape Verde. Would you happen to know the nickname of Cape Verde's national men's football team?
All right. They have complained. I mean, you've got me. You've got me today. what could be their name, Sonny? The Turtles?
They're nicknamed the Blue Sharks, of Cape Verde.
Wow, that is interesting. That is an interesting. I wonder why they call themselves the Blue Sharks.
Well, I'm guessing possibly it's the tinge of color, maybe of some of the sharks in and around the Cape Verde waters, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also say blue is basically the color of confidence or something.
Okay. I want to also point out, Prince, in terms of confidence, FAP showing a lot of confidence in that first half. I think we need to salute FAP, not just for its performance in the first half, Prince, but I also realize this Yaoundé-based sports club was founded back in 1972. So FAP is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow. That's really great to know, Sonny. Yaoundé basically in Cameroon has a great, great history. They have one particular side of the country which speaks French and the other which speaks English. So that's always an interesting scenario, Sonny. Have you been to Cameroon?
I have not been to Cameroon. I would love to visit. And I know FAP would love to be in Kigali next month as part of its 50th anniversary celebrations, Prince.
Wow, they say it's one of the wettest countries on earth, and at the same time, they have more than 230 spoken languages. Spoken in Cameroon alone has one of three waterfalls in Africa that empties directly into, an ocean. So that's a really interesting fun facts about Cameroon. For those of you listening to us right now, FAP from Cameroon is definitely giving a good account of themselves. And for sure, if you have a chance to book some tickets and maybe take a road trip to Cameroon, that would be fantastic.
Now, Prince, as I mentioned, I've never been to Cameroon, but I know geographically speaking, many people consider it part of Central Africa. Others, maybe more towards West Africa, since it does border Nigeria. How do you view it, as a Central African country or a West African country?
That's an interesting question. I think it's in one of those situations where, whatever happens, it is what it is. It's whatever the people decide, honestly, because I think it's Nigeria or Cameroon, which I think they border Nigeria at some point, and there's always like issues, like some of those people in Cameroon also identify themselves somehow as Nigerian ancestrally. I think there has been a couple of that conversation, but all I know is that yes, they are culturally diverse, although they find themselves in that weird geographical location, Sonny. And it was actually the first country in Africa to make it to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Remember Roger Miller days?
Yes, I remember the ageless Roger Miller. I think he was 38 or 39 years old when he was on the pitch for the Indomitable Lions. That was in Italy, wasn't it, Prince? the 90 World Cup?
Yes, that was in Italy, yeah, you're right.
And, that was just a fantastic World Cup for Roger Milla and the Indomitable Lions. And since this is a World Cup year, Prince, what are the other two African teams that have made it to the quarterfinals of the World Cup?
I'm going to go with Ghana.
Correct.
I'm going to go with Senegal.
You have foiled me again on my quizzes, Prince. You foiled me again. Yes, indeed. It's Cameroon, Senegal, and Ghana. And hopefully maybe we'll see an African team get even further than the quarterfinals in Qatar, Prince.
Yep, they will need to play as hard as this FFP team and dismantle teams the way FFP is dismantling this Cobra Sports side. But I've seen Senegal could do it. I mean, I was looking at the group earlier, and Senegal is kind of in a good group, honestly, considering the fact that often African countries find themselves, in tough pools. But Senegal, in this particular case, I feel they're in a sort of a better group compared to the rest.
Well, Prince, the players are back out on the court and they're getting ready to start the second half in Cairo. Once again, FAP leads Cobra Sport of South Sudan 46-23. We're starting the third quarter in Cairo. Let's go back to the Egyptian capital.
They play hard. They get on the floor and they only know one way to play, and they go hard from the second that they're in until they're back off the floor. And Chomche really did live up to that billing.
And he does say, yes, coach, yes, coach, yes, of course, coach. You know, you take what's being told, and that's what they're doing. They're very disciplined. That's very important. Something you know all about, isn't it, Q?
I was very disciplined.
You were very disciplined. So disciplined. Extremely disciplined. Anyway, I'll get back to the court, and there's the first score, and it comes from Deshaun Mumman, who's up to 12 points now, and the second highest scorer just behind Almeida, who dropped in a few really important three-pointers, and to add to his tally, to push and nudge him up to 13. It's up to Cobra Sport to get points. They need to take it to them. What's he? He's at it again. Now, I think he may have made contact there. The hand kind of goes up. I think that he knows that he hasn't got a...
So I think the contact comes from Bias. Bias gets called. It's Chomche who comes across to just make the block.
It's a good call there, Q.
And what that has done is it still forces the free throw from Kier. It is a block. It won't count in the stat sheet, but Bias does pick up his third as well.
Yeah, have to be careful at the early stages of the second half. That's two players on three, of course, with Wang Mene and Bias. But Hampton on the other side with four fouls. Otherwise, Wang and Dio with two each. Mind games between the coaches. Manny Berberi will know. He'll try and work out what he can do. I'm sure that those words that he said in the locker room were very important.
And he's gone with a smaller three-guard front because he's got Wick, Wang, and Dio on, and he has to run Deng and Kier in the front court.
Almeida, the Chomche tries to get past his man. This time it's a block, and it's just stopping Chomche from finding his range and draining those points. Long-range shot coming in. Been picked up. That is lovely, the one-handed scoop. Off the backboard by Wang, a brilliant, a very sublime and pretty score.
This game far from over. If they can get it within 10 and just around the 5-minute mark, we'll still have ourselves a contest. It's important for FAP to stay locked in.
Chomche, there's the rebound. Oh, it's been made safe. And a good chance this is. Cobra Sport taking it to them. Big layup there coming in from David Deng.
Great explosion, and using the left hand, he had numbers on the outside, he had options, but opted to go right at the rim for the finish.
Usher, have you got numbers on the outside?
Absolutely.
You can feel the tension. The fans behind you are just making a lot of noise from both sides. We've got Karen fans. We've also got fans from South Sudan is deafening the sound now.
Yes, absolutely. There's about 20,000 plus South Sudanese that live in Cairo. So great representation here inside the arena, and to see them supporting Cobra Sport, very, very important for the South Sudanese champions to have this kind of support.
And of course, south of Egypt borders Sudan, and then south of Sudan is South Sudan. So obviously we're not too far away, and you can imagine that there's a lot of people you know, coming up into Egypt, of course, for work, etc. So we can see that they are on the attack, and they really need to try and get some points this time. It's been successfully rebounded by that man, Chomche, who's getting more time than some of the starting five players.
Deservedly so. They're going to keep him on the floor. But it is Cobra Sport just trying to change momentum here.
And they're losing possession, and they are. They're clicking into gear. They need to make those right moves and get the points. And there's a foul that's been committed. You can see that over the other side. It is Deshaun Mumun who's committed the foul. And that will be his second... first personal foul.
We know that basketball is a game of runs. If Cobra can cut down that 20-point deficit to at least 10, like you said, then we'll have a game on our hands.
They've started with a lot of intensity, Usher. There's no doubt about that, and they will have to try and feed off that. If they get points from their plays, then, you know, they've got a good chance of turning things around, because they've been trying to deal with their own demons, their own scoring demons at the end of the day. But now this will lift them, and it will give them the momentum. And you can just see the reaction from Luol Wek. He's clapping his hands and come on, guys. It's ours to lose. If we want to lose, okay, well, we're going to miss our shots. But if we want to win it, we can. Defended again. The rebound successful. Picked up by Kia. And Kat Wang Dio. Well, I don't know what was happening there. There was a little bit of miscommunication. Picked up by Joel Almeida. Chomche tries to cut inside. He's lost possession. Scooped up and taking the ball forward. Is that man Wang? Wang gets the ball out. Oh, it's a delight to the eye. Luol Wek finishing off the move. Was it planned? I don't know. It looks good, though.
They've looked for each other all the time. You saw that in the Cape Town Tigers game, and that Wang-Wek connection is something that they played with. And down the open floor, going downhill, that's where Cobra Sport can exploit. They only had four fast break points in the first half, and here they are trying to make a run coming back. The toss up, and that's Wek right there. Wang throws up. Wek finishes, and that's a highlight play for sure.
And now look at that scenario. So, Usher, all of a sudden, you said 10 points. Well, it's 13 at the moment. Well, it's 17. That's coming down. It's coming down a little bit.
And indeed, to stop that Wang-Wek combination, in comes Wang Mene for FAP. It's a war situation, guys.
Trying to spoil the party, bringing in that man. But we'll see how Alexi Wang Mene gets on. A former Texas Longhorn. Look at that. Here is Byers in possession. Mormon takes over. Meets his match. It's been picked up once again, taken forward. Deng's going to go all the way. Can he get the basket? Yes, he can. It's a sumptuous layup there from David Deng.
Crowd starting to get involved, and Cobra Sport can feel it. There might be just a little bit of a momentum shift.
So all it takes, Kier, we know that. Iago around the outside. Oh, what a block. That is incredible. Stolen ball, and a foul has been committed, it looks like. Let's have a look at that.
Actually, Mormon stepped on the line.
Stepped on the line, yeah.
And Mormon just stepping out of bounds. And right there to call it Dorothy Okach. Again, defensive work by Cobra Sport. And they are making defense, they're calling card. And they need to if they want to get back.
What a spirited team talk at halftime. The hairdryer effect, call it what you like, has obviously had a knock-on effect. We'll see what happens here as they try and go and sit at points. And that was a big charge coming in from Wang. And he draws the foul, and we're going to see who committed it. Is it? I think it might have been the big man, right? Wang Meni. Let's have a look.
The drive in, and Ayaka, or Wang Meni, could have been caught for it.
And if it's Wang Meni, that'll be foul number four. Well, I don't think it is. Wang, now, first shot's good.
Chance to add to his total. 1 minute, three fouls.
In talking about fouls, Cobra Sport have found FAP's weakness. They're just taking everything and anything into the paint.
12 points, 5 rebounds, 4 from 9, that's 5 from 10. And belief, confidence, and runs, that's what they're after. Hampton in possession. A little bit of pressure here on this man, Liali. And it's a shot that goes over the top, and that's not a great effort there from Changwei. And they got some changes here in this team now, of course, for FAP. Almeida picks the ball up, gets the rebound. Waits patiently for a bit of support, finds it in Changwei. Changwei out wide, picks up by Liali. The mid-range jump shot. Look at Kia with the rebound. Brilliant play. That goes out of play. Just threw it. So I think they'll get possession, I think, FAP there.
Well, it certainly could go either way. The referee's calling for some separation. The battle between Kier, Wang Meni. Kier tried to get the ball out. Looked like Wang Meni got the last touch. I think it will be Cobra Sport basketball, but it is a timeout.
13 points separating FAP and Cobra Sport. Game on, 48-35. Time for a break.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Cobra Sport of South Sudan has cut a 23-point halftime deficit down to 13 points. They now trail FAP from Cameroon. Prince Nesta, you were mentioning those big comebacks, and now it looks like Cobra Sport is ready to make a run. 48 to 35 in Cairo.
Down but not out. Those are the big magical words, Sonny. In basketball, anything is possible. And I really love, you know, the energy and spirit, you know, the determination and hard work that Cobra Sport is actually putting on to this one. They believe that they could win this particular match, and that's critical. They're running the floor as fast as possible on fast breaks, making those defensive transitions. And wow, it's really working for them. They're making the right plays. And who knows, just who knows what's going to happen, Sonny?
Plenty of time left in this game. We've got about 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. FAP leads by 13 points. And yes, it does appear that Cobra Sport perhaps will not be eliminated this evening, Prince. It looks like they are ready to challenge FAP in the second half.
Ready, and they're getting better and better. I just hope they continue that enthusiasm. But FAP should improve on their defense and offense. You know, they are laxing, and you never know. They might lose this match if they continue doing what they're doing right now. The laziness and lackadaisical nature that they're putting in should stop.
Let's go back to Cairo and the action.
Early points since having a timeout and another chance to... Well, 2 seconds left to try and get the shot in. It's just, it's all over. You've got to give the ball back to Cobra Sport, who are fighting valiantly. Q, this is such an entertaining game.
Well, we asked for a fight back and we got one because Cobra Sport have held FAP to just 2 points in this third quarter. And they need to do a little bit more fighting just to get the game a lot closer. If they can get it back within 10, we have game on. 8% from the field here for FAP in the third.
Can't afford to lose possession, down to 8 seconds now. And some very strong defensive play there. They just decided to go and really clamp down FAP. Urged on by that man, Cyril Liali, the 29-year-old from Yaoundé. They get possession back. He's holding his right arm momentarily there. Gatwang Dio, the 19-year-old. Yes, 19. So he's actually not an NBA player, but he's only a couple of years older than the NBA Academy players. And he goes off. He's forced into making a change.
Harrington will have to come in and see if he can just keep the energy and keep the level of production.
Very important as Wang goes up for three, and it just comes off the boards. Good chance for a layup. That comes off leg. It will be Cobra who get possession. Just coming off the leg of Hampton. Of Byers. And dispossessed by Byers picks up the ball and it goes out of play. The pass is not good to Almeida.
Two different teams coming out in the second half. Looking a little bit out of sorts right now, where FAP Cobra Sport locked in and they are playing at a high level. I think the crowd has got something to do with it.
David Deng to Wang. Acceleration. Oh, he's just lost possession. That was good work there from Byers just to get in the way. Six rebounds, five turnovers, three turnovers, and nine rebounds for Cobra Sport. Just get an understanding of how roller coaster like this game has been. Another defensive rebound, and that will go out. It will be FAP who pick up possession. No points scored since they came out of the timeout. Gives us a chance to go and go to Usher. Usher, what are they talking about? What are the tactics?
Well, Coach Francois Enyega just talking about how they need to play man-to-man defense in the paint. And so far you can say that it's working.
It is working. 13 points. It's been shot down. It was past 20 at one point. Almeida's a danger man, isn't he? Goes through the paint this time and goes up. The rebound's been made and a second chance, and a foul has been committed. I think the foul was on that man, Byers.
Byers picking up the rebound on the shot attempt and using all of that lengthy 7-foot frame. There's a battle every time a shot goes up. It's been physical in the paint, and the battle for the boards well and truly is on.
We're looking at Coach Manyang just being frustrated at how his players have failed to box out and just get the easy rebound. They're doing everything else but that.
Well, Petty had Wang significantly off, and back in comes Dio, who seems to have sorted out that arm ailment, and back in he comes.
Dang. Look at this very tight man-to-man marking, of course, as we can see. The ball comes out, quick passes, and look at Kia. Kia is so good. Look, that's a beautiful score. Such an important score, isn't it? And the roll, the spin was sumptuous, Q.
Goes into the spin cycle. A nice fake and superb finish by Mayan Kia.
The response at the other end. Strong drive coming in there from Cedric Changui. And it looks like Kia picks up his second foul, or is it his third? It's his third, actually. We're absolutely spot on.
And here's Kia, just a second late, and he's looking. He had his hands up. Disappointed with the call. But it's going to be FAP. They need to try and see if they can create some separation, but the fight back is definitely on.
Cedric Changui getting his first and looking to try and sink a second. Nicely done.
Ayaga in for FAP. Byers to the bench.
Now, you can see that they're all over this man here, Gatwang Dio, trying to find some space. Gets the ball to Harrington. It goes in! It's a beautiful score as well.
Some momentum for sure. 51-39. So
the mechanics are good. The momentum's there. It really is. Now it's starting. They're starting to tighten things up a little bit. You talked about small adjustments, Q. This is what we're seeing now. It's a slightly more meticulous. That's wonderful play. And a very calm and collected maneuver there from Alexi Wang Mini.
Fantastic footwork and great use of the body to secure those 2 points.
Long range shot coming in off the metal. It goes. The rebound's good, but They've lost possession. It's another turnover ball and a chance. Well, it looks like Deng gets in the way. And does he? I think he just gets rid of the ball, doesn't he? There's no foul.
No, clear. I think it needs to be called a block or a steal, depending on interpretation. Yeah. But last touch, Cobra Sport. And it is going to be FAP basketball. 92 seconds left here in the third quarter. But what a fantastic fight back.
53-39. 14 points separating the two teams. We will take a break and we'll come back. No, we won't take a break. We're going to stay on. Oh, yes. Bring it on. 1:32 left to play in this third quarter. It sets everything up perfectly for what should be an absolutely enthralling battle to the finish line. And, you know, we expected this, but FAP really controlled the start of this encounter and went ahead by more than 20 points. Honestly, Cobra Sport continued to play this high, very intense defensive game. Then they'll pitch the ball. They defend the boards really well, and they get possession, and they score the points. They'll put themselves in a very good position.
Well, they went on a 12-point scoring run in that third quarter. Seven of those 12 came from a fast break, and that's because defensively they made some adjustments, were able to force some turnovers. They pushed FAB's turnover numbers up to 8, and Mayan Kears 14 points, Buddy Wang 13, and David Deng has chipped in with 5, and he really was instrumental coming downhill and finishing some of those layups in transition.
And talking about layups, Cobra Sport just looking to score a couple of threes and they're back into this one. That's the plan for now.
I'd definitely go with that. I think that will turn this into a very entertaining and thrilling fourth quarter. Of course, 1:32 left on the clock. Thanks, Sasha. Thank you, Q. Here's Almeida. Almeida gets bumped, and he gets bumped by Luel Weck, but it's the travelling call going against him. That means that they'll get possession once again, Cobra Sport. The trouble is that Lowell Weck is down on the ground after getting bumped by that man, Almeida. Just look at this. Boom. And then, I think he's been winded there.
Yeah, that's the area where it's been a little bit of struggle. So he's not going to rush to get back up.
Yeah, you just get the airflow. You get the airflow, the breathing. And he's back on track, he's back up on his feet, and he's good to go. It's all good. But the official's asking him to go off. Sorry, Asha.
Yeah, Coach Manyang will not take any chances. Yeah. Weck will get a break, and Mayan Kirkir is back on the floor.
Yeah, don't take any risks, you know. Everybody wants to be part of this, but you've got 1:27 before the end of the third quarter. You know, go and get your breath back. Go and recenter yourself, and then get back on.
They'll definitely be targeting that 10-point mark as a gauge and as a point from which they can attack.
Absolutely. Mayan Kia, back to Wang. Wang and Kia connection. It's deadly. Oh, it's Kia. He goes on a bit of a wander, tries to spin. Too much traffic, and the ball has been pinched back by that man, Cedric Changwe.
Poor possession, Kia, poor decision. It's a really great defense by FAP on that crucial possession.
Wang Mene out to Almeida. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. Need to make a decision. Need to go for the shot. The ball, loads of time and a big shot coming in, but it doesn't get drained there by Wang Mene. And they pick up possession. Kia down into the corner. A chance for a drive into the paint. It's a big score coming in from... Deng has made his move, and he's made a statement. Up to 7 he goes.
Carter Love, the head fake, gets the defender coming out, creates space on the baseline for the classy dunk.
He's done that before. FAP, 12 points, little block, just getting in the way. They need to get their hands on that without committing the foul. It comes out safe and sound, but they've stolen the ball. Here they go again. Oh, no. It's gone the other way. Almeida takes over. Cape Verde player, and the shot clock goes down to 0. So they've defended it properly. And the end of the quarter means that it's 53-41, a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Incredible stuff here. High octane.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, after three quarters of play, FAP from Cameroon leads Cobra Sport from South Sudan 53-41. I'm joined once again by Prince Nesta. Prince, your thoughts? It looks like some venomous cobras out there in that third quarter.
I'm telling you, the tide is changing, Sonny. You know, direct definition of better to die on your feet than live on your knees. You know, they know very well that that margin is a little bit wide, but of course they're giving it their all. I'm liking the way they're taking advantage of every opportunity they're getting. You know, they're mentally tough. I mean, it took quite a lot for them to come where they came from. You know, they're comfortable being uncomfortable. They're not committing any stupid fouls. They're assertive with the ball, and they want to win it, Sonny. You can see.
Kieran Wang still providing the bulk of the scoring. Kier with 14 points, Wang with 13. David Deng, he has shown up on some big occasions, Prince. He's contributed 7 points to the Cobra Sport cause. But yes, it looks like this could be possibly going down to the wire, Prince.
I just hope they don't get tired, you know, because they have used a lot of energy, especially on that third quarter. Hopefully they can maintain that energy to force this good FAP side into extra time if need be.
Right now, FAP from Cameroon leads by 12 points, 53-41. The players have broken the huddle in Cairo. They're coming back on the court. So once again, we'll be back with you post-game, Prince Nesta and I. So please keep it locked on the Voice of America.
It's all happening tonight, I can promise you that. Let's have a look at some of the stats here that are really important. I think that the steals stand out from the crowd there, Q.
Steals certainly do, but what has also improved for Cobra Sport is from 16 to 27 because they had a much better third quarter. They held FAP to just 7 points, and they were able to score 18. They've also increased their assist number and their steals. They've come back significantly. They need to build on this momentum going into the fourth.
It's a 12-point game, and it was beyond 20 at one point. Almeida's been shooting some good three-pointers, but his triple, a little bit of a collision there just underneath the ring. You can see that two players down, including that man Wang Meni, who's getting tangled up left, right and center. This time it was with Leon Hampton.
Interesting to see how they interpret the score, because Hampton and Wang Meni both get caught up. At Wang Meni goes to ground, takes Hampton with him.
And talking about Hampton, Q, he's fouled out.
I think he's gonna foul out. I think I saw that with the lockup, and that's the end of his evening.
That's the end of his game. He'd be watching from the side of the court now. There you go. No points. 5 fouls. And the ball picked up here by Mormon. FAP. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. The ball comes into the middle. It's been drained. It's a big dunk there coming in from Pierre Tangua.
Well, that is Wang Mene's dunk.
Sorry, Wang Mene. I don't know where it came that from.
The pass by Mormon, you see, they establish him himself inside the paint. And that drop off for the easy dunk behind the play, Wang picks up a silly foul.
There is Wang Mene. Gets the extra point there. Played some basketball in Portugal and in Belgium as well. There's Wang, 13 points. And now 3 fouls. Wang gets the ball back into the hands of Deng. Deng, Deng, hanging in the air but unable to find his range. It's been wrestled out of the hands by Loel Weck. Beautifully done. Long range 3-pointer rattles the metal. Joel Almeida makes it safe, and it's back into the hands of that man, Cedric Tchangwe.
It's really a battle for every single rebound. It's so physical in there right now.
15 points is the difference now. Can't allow it to get away. That's lovely, isn't it? A beautiful drive using the strength. Wang Meni goes underneath the basket and up and down again. And good. Good cover play. And a well read that was by Luel Weck.
A needed score. Wang Meni's taking his total up to 10. I think they're going to keep trying to find Wang Meni a couple touches. He's looking like he wants the ball and needs some service.
Ayag is there as well. It's into the hands of Changwei. Changwei nearly loses possession. Shot clock down to 4 seconds. Well, they need to get their shots.
1 minute call for the moving screen, illegal screen. And that's going to be his fourth foul.
And that's a big blow, isn't it, for FAP? You can see so much going on here. Cobra Sports in desperate need of some points now. Picked up by Kia. Kia around the... Still finds a way to get his shot in, but it doesn't sink. Changwei. Down into the corner. Almeida cutting in from the inside. The points are not good. The bucket won't count.
And really, this is because they had to create coverage on Wang Mene on the inside. It allows Almeida to get space on the exterior, and the foul is called on the ground.
Nervous times for both coaches, Francois Yengui and Manny Berberi. Back out, and a chance for Ayaga. Ayaga. Back into Changwei's hands it goes. Dropping it into the arc. And again, they're getting the possession. You've got to fight for absolutely everything. And this is what it's all about. I think that was a travelling call, wasn't it?
No. Shot clock violation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy. That was a crazy little moment, wasn't it?
Defensive battle, both these teams, there is relentless effort on both ends.
58-43. Jared Harrington. Harrington down into the corner. Mayan Kia. Cobra Sports need to get themselves points. They're chasing that lead. It's 58-43. Two against one is a great opportunity here. It goes up and it goes in as well. Gets a bit of contact in the face in the meantime, Ayaga. Well, the game, a big score, isn't it?
The game just in danger of running away from Cobra Sport right now. This is a big play. Ayaga braced himself for contact, went right at Ding, and he picks up the bucket and he picks up the foul.
Third foul for David Dang.
Ayaga's point tally goes up to 9.
Rebound is being picked up by Changwei. Almeida's in possession. Shot clock going down slowly but surely. And he goes into the arc, tries to get the pass out. Nicely done. And good battling by Cobra Sport with Wang going right through the paint. Comes out wide, a long-range shot coming in! And they needed to do it. Deng's the man. Deng goes up to double figures.
Nice find by Wang. Deng had a little bit of time and space, and he knocked down an important three.
You know, it's now or never. They know that there's more than 6 minutes, and every time they go through, they get points. That's the problem for Cobra Sport. Mormon gets his gets another two. To make him put him up to 14. Wang to Kia. Oh, Kia. It won't count. Charging into that man, Wang Mene. And he'll pick up a foul for that. And that's foul number four for Kia.
The call comes slightly late, but I think it's the correct call. The ball fake. And maybe slightly just off the center of the chest. But the call goes with the defense nonetheless. And Kier will pick up that fourth. 32 minutes has been on the floor for his 14 points. He's been one of the key guys, one of the energy guys, and we have a timeout.
FAP 62, Cobra Sport 46. We'll take another break and we'll be back in a moment.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage
of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, FAP of Cameroon leads Cobra Sport 62-46, and time is running out on Cobra Sport. Prince Nesta.
Yeah, too. Time is running out on Cobra Sport, and that will actually be quite a monumental task, you know, if they were to win this match. But let's wait and see, because so far they have been playing well. I mean, they have left FAP actually managed to score a couple of baskets here and there. That's expected. But, yeah, they should just improve defensively and concentrate on that offense.
Kamen Malawach, the 15-year-old center for Cobra Sport, he has been on the court after Leon Hampton, the American center for Cobra Sport, fouled out with five fouls and no points. So Malawach hopefully can get some valuable experience in these closing minutes, Prince.
Absolutely, because I personally feel like this Cobra Sport team, we need it for the sake of the tournament, because, wow, what a fan base they've got there, and it's keeping them going, Sonny.
So right now, 62-46 in favor of FAP. We have about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Let's go back to Cairo.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo, Egypt. We're into the last 6 minutes here between FAP of Cameroon, Cobra Sports of South Sudan. The winner of this clash will qualify for the finals in Kigali next month, the BAL, the Basketball Africa League finals. Everybody wants to go, but there's only 8 spots available, and again they just somehow managed to score the shot. Etienne Damatong there for FAP to extend their lead to now 18 points.
Big time score. A nice execution on that offensive possession. It's important for FAP.
Long-range shot coming in. It's a beautiful score as well. A three-pointer from the 26-year-old Lue Luek.
They will not go away. They will not be denied. It's Cobra Sport. They're still with an outside chance here.
And Usher will give us the lowdown from the sideline from Cobra Sport.
Yes, the message is very clear from the head coach, Manyang. It is to evoke the warrior-ness within them as South Sudanese to fight until the end. There's still a lot of time on the clock. Let's see how far they can go.
Yeah, they need to have a flurry of threes, really, to really turn things around. But they won't if they make mistakes like that. Giving the ball back to FAP, and they'll be quite happy. And a little bit of full-court press to just put a bit of pressure on the team from Cameroon.
FAP will try and control possessions, take as much time off the shot clock. They might go deep into the shot clock depending on the possession, but they'll really just try and take as much time off the clock as possible now.
Yeah, this is where their experience will be exploited here. As the look at that, there's a major statement coming in from Lowell Weck. He scores at the one end, comes down and produces a block like that to stopping the shot from going anywhere near its target.
We have seen some blocks of the highest order, and this time it's on the side of Cobra Sport. Wick skies to protect his rim and his paint, and that just brings the hands to the head for Coach Berberi, but it's still FAP, or rather FAP basketball.
Well, Weck, 8 points, 1 block, 10 rebounds. That's already a pretty good tally, isn't it? His numbers are good. But Ulrich Chomche probably gets the name of being Mr. Blockbuster tonight, because that is just the teenage blockbuster. That's what has been what we've seen tonight, a remarkable performance from the 16-year-old FAP player who's not come back on for a while. And they don't score from that play. It goes all the way up. That's a nice pickup by Kieran. An easy layup. Beautifully done. I'm saying easy. Nothing's easy. But he gets rid of Byers beautifully.
Touchdown. Nice find. And Kieran skies the catch and then gets the finish.
Mormon.
16 Kieran points.
And he goes right through. Tries to dunk the ball. Tries to slam it in a big way, unsuccessfully. Just see what the defensive lineup is like. It's crazy.
The rule today is there are no dunks allowed, and that's the second time that we've seen a fantastic block on a dunk attempt.
You kind of, you know, as a neutral, you want it to go in, you know, for the effect. But when you actually see the amazing acrobatic skills and agility of these players, it is just top draw stuff. We are so blessed in seeing all of this happen here in the Basketball Africa League. It is the place to be. Enjoy, because we are. Here he is, Kia, going through the middle. There he is, off the backboard. Beautiful touch, soft hands, and a fine finish. 66-53. A few more of those, it's game on.
Couple of great defensive possessions, and it will definitely be game on for Cobra Sport.
Moorman into the paint. He goes up. He's not under too much pressure. They battle for the ball. I don't know if that's a good pass, but we'll see in a minute. Well, it is, because it finds that man. Wang comes back out. Kia is there. Kia waits patiently. He gets it in. It's a big score as well for the 24-year-old giant.
20 points for Kier. That is fantastic use of his body and the rim, and he finesses the finish. It's an important score.
Into the hands of Wang Meni. Wang Meni, one of the giants. He's coming up. Can't get past Wek. They pinch the ball back. And look at this. Things are starting to get very interesting indeed. Oh, it's gone in! It's not a slam dunk, but it's nearly. But Wang makes the 2 points. I think we're going to see a timeout from FAP. But look at this. They turn things around. And I tell you, Usher said, if it goes to under 10 points, that's when we see the game starting to come to life. Now, they might have 5 team fouls to 1, Cobra Sport, but look at that.